To me, life is an exciting adventure with miracles and opportunities opening before me every moment. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. To me, life is an exciting adventure with miracles and opportunities opening before me every moment. I was reading in Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah last night by Richard Bach. And as Donald Samota was talking to Richard Bach, Donald Samota being the reluctant Messiah, he was constantly telling Richard, "Richard, these are not miracles." The wonderful things that he demonstrated to Richard, he continually told Richard, they're not miracles. A miracle is something super ordinary, super unusual, and so forth. But would you say that a car driving down the street is a miracle? Well, not today. But back in the first century, we would say, yes, it was quite a miracle. They had litters that they carried people on. They may have had chariots. They may have had other things that they had for people to ride on, but certainly not a car. My goodness, that would be a miracle. Imagine a vehicle that is made of metal that you can get inside and has wheels on it and rolls down the road, and it has its own 600 horses inside the engine, 600 horsepower, or more or less. But you see, unbelievable miracles. Today, it's not a miracle at all. It's a miracle that people would want to drive such a car like that when other cars are equally as wonderful and not as expensive and not drinking as much gas and oil. But then again, that's the individual's desire. And the cars were created to fit the individual's desire. The cars were created to fit the individual's desire. The cars were created to fit the individual's desire. Some people like big cars, some people like small cars, some people like no cars. Whatever it is designed to fit the individual's needs. Now, we might call that a miracle. Not a miracle at all. It's merely an outpicturing of what is in our mind. And our mind does not conjure miracles. Our mind merely brings forth those things upon which we think. Whatever it is we think about, that's what our mind brings forth into our experience. To me, life is an exciting adventure with miracles and opportunities opening before me every moment. Well, from Richard Bach's statement, or Donald Samota's statement, we come to the point that there are no miracles. Everything that seems like a miracle will in due time be considered ordinary. And even while Richard Bach was going through his experiences with this most magnificent Donald Samota, he says, you know, it's getting so I can walk on water now, no big deal, you know. I can even tap dance on water, and it's like tap dancing on rock. No big deal. But then Donald Samota gave him a big twist. And he said, all right now, can you drink the water you're standing on? And Richard Bach said, my goodness, no, you know, it's hard. Well, you can if you want. And so he reached down, took a cup full of water in his hand, and drank it. And he said, can you breathe the water that's there? Can that be, instead of water, instead of rock, can it be air? And he said, Richard Bach was in the flow of it, so he leaned down, stuck his face in the water, and breathed, and he was breathing pure, wonderful air. Now, you see, as Richard then said, it's understandable that people realize that there are miracles. You take them all for granted, and it's an ordinary, everyday thing. Now, my point to us is, what are we going to do in our life? What sort of miracle would we like to demonstrate in our life? Would we like to demonstrate some beautiful car, some beautiful house, some beautiful job, some beautiful circumstance? Now, some of you, all right, you know what I'm talking about, would like to be independently wealthy. How about that? You'd like to be independently wealthy. You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it. You know why?
Because you want it.
No, because you are not acting as though you have it. How did Richard Bach drink the water of that pond, which was hard solid for him to walk on? He says, okay, I'll drink the water. He acted as though he could, and he did. How did he stick his face into that water, that rock, whatever it was that he could walk on, and breathe? Well, Herb, that's just fiction. Sure, it's fiction. And that's why it's so easy to pay attention to it. It's just fiction. But are there a lot of things that are not fiction? Are cars today not fiction where they were in the year one, you know? Are beautiful houses as we have them today fiction in the year one? My goodness, yes. An indoor water faucet, you just turn it on a sink and the water comes out and you don't have to take away the drain because it just runs away someplace? Unbelievable. It's a miracle. You've heard people say it's a miracle to things. You see, it's all a matter of our timing. When do you want to be independently wealthy? When do you want to be whole and perfect? When do you want to be a happy person? And the statement is never. You never want to be any of these things so long as you say you are not these things. The moment you start acting as though you are, you are. It's as simple as that. And you say, well, Herb, why don't you do this and that and the other thing? Well, okay. Have you the eyes to see me doing anything? Have you the eyes to see what I do when you're not looking? Do I do these things just to sort of confront you and say, yeah, Herb, you could do that, but we can't? You say to your teacher in school, yeah, you could do these higher mathematics things, but we can't. You know, we're just beginning. That's right. As long as you say you're just beginning, you're just beginning. You know, I have been saying for years to my wonderful students here on campus, at least 3,000 years, more or less, I've been saying to my students, this is the last step. This school, this class, this work that I'm working with you is the last step on your spiritual awareness, and then you're done. Your last step. And you believe me sometimes, and you act as though you are, but then when you fall down, then you say you're not, and so you say, Herb, you were lying to us. And I was. I was lying to you. Because I saw it as your last step, but you didn't. And I saw that you didn't see it as your last step. But I saw that you wanted to see it as your last step. So I was willing to see it as your last step with you while you wanted to see it as your last step. So when you no longer want to see it as your last step, but you call it your last step, then it is your last step, and you're done. You're aware of who you are. But no, you keep falling off the bandwagon. You keep falling off the buggy, the horse, whatever we can antiquitize this in. You keep falling off of these silly things. And, hey, babies can ride. Babies can ski down mountainsides. And do very well. Their parents instill in them the confidence to do it, and they have no fear. And they go flying away as though they had wings. And you, you can fly away as though you have wings. If you know where you're going. And you say, I am divine. All in my world is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is fantastic. All is beautiful. And if one moment you doubt that, you're back at base one. And that's okay. There's no rush. But one moment that you really believe it, and it's done. It's just that simple. You can be on base one and have one moment of real conviction and belief, and you're done. You are aware of who you are. You are living in the consciousness of who you are. One moment, that's all it takes. But if you're going to feel sorry for yourself, if you're going to feel that nothing's working out and nothing is doing this right and wrong, it is not working. It doesn't work when you feel it doesn't work. But I know it doesn't work. I've tried this for years. I've done everything you told me to do exactly as you told it to me. And I say, if you did, I wouldn't be talking to you today. If you did exactly like I told you, you come up to me with your little hang-ups from time to time, and I say, don't be touched by that. Don't be touched by that. That's a test for you to see if you're master of the situation. Don't be possessed by that $1,000 bill lying on the ground. Ho, ho, ho. And nobody's around anywhere. It blew in from across the ocean. Who knows who it belongs to, you know? But it's not yours. And you don't ever want anything that's not yours. So long as you want something that's not yours, you are very, very, very human. And that's not bad. It's just not what you say you want to be. You want to be divine. You know, I like what they say about Bill Gates. They say, Bill Gates cannot afford to bend over and pick up a $100 bill. The time that it takes him to bend over and pick up a $100 bill, he has already made maybe $100,000 in that instant. And so he looks at that $100 bill and he says, is that really worthwhile, my bending over for him? You see, he is, and now he doesn't even see it. He is untouched by all things in the outer which do not lead him to the path that he wants to walk. You understand? Just go ahead. Right, in the speed of your infinite mathematical mind, tell me how much, how many billion does he have? 15, 18, 35 billion, whatever it is. How much 35 billion is at, say, not the principal, but just the interest, at, say 4% interest, maybe more, but at least 4% interest, 4% of 35 billion, or say 40 billion, it's easier to figure, of $40 billion, why, that's millions of dollars. Millions of dollars per virtually minute or hour or whatever, you know. So, you see, his mind working on his dreams is much more valuable than him picking up a $100 bill. Now, why do they say it's lucky to pick up a penny? Because otherwise nobody would pick them up. And the pennies just lie all over the ground. Who uses pennies? When's the last time you counted out pennies to anybody? You write a check, you have your credit card, and you may accidentally have some, or the person says, well, you know, here's your change, 3 cents. Give it to somebody else so they don't have to break a nickel, a dime, or a dollar, or whatever, you know. It's 97 cents, you know. They give you the change back from the dollar. But, you see, get in your consciousness. Not that you don't have time to pick up money, but that your concentration is not even on the awareness of money. If there's money to be found, I find it. I've got a good feeling. Whenever I'm out for a walk, I'll find a dime or a dollar or a $100 bill, or I'll find a diamond ring or something like that. Well, bully, bully, bully. You spend your life finding something that doesn't belong to you, taking it, and doing nothing with it. I love these people who have the first dollar they ever made in business, and they have it up on the wall of their business. That's the first dollar ever made in business. Well, I really don't think so. I really don't think so. Now, if you're saying the first dollar over the counter for the sale of some product, perhaps, but you went to the bank and you got a loan, or you had money and you went in to buy your building or rent your building, and you went in to furnish it or whatever your business may be, leave it as a merchant. And so you spent money and spent money and spent money, and somebody came into your store and they said, hey, you guys look hungry. I'll run across the street and get a couple of hamburgers for you guys. So he runs across the street and gets a couple of hamburgers. He says, and has one with you, you know, so a very sociable fellow. So you're sitting there eating them, and he looks over at the counter and he says, wow, that's a cute little piggy bank. You know, you got your prices on them yet? Yep, they're $3. Wow, that is great. Here, I'll take one. And he gives you $3. You say, no way, no way. You bought us the hamburgers, you've been sociable, you've been a wonderful person. Just take it as a token of our opening for business. Now, he didn't make money, he gave money away in his first transactions in business. And do you think he's going to be a success? Always desire that somebody come in and do something, and you give him a gift at virtually the opening day of sale, and your business will thrive, because it is able to give as well as receive. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing when we realize, to me, life's an exciting adventure with miracles and opportunities opening before me every moment. Do you want miracles and opportunities to open before you every moment? If you do, then what are you going to do about it? You're going to start thinking right. You're going to start realizing that you are a miracle maker, a miracle worker. You're going to start realizing that nothing's impossible to you, that every desire of your heart is done right now. So, claim this for yourself. Realize that you are a miracle worker. Realize that Dalai Samoda may be a mythological character, maybe a fictional character in Richard Bach's books. But he's a real person in everyday life that you can meet when you meet yourself. You can do anything. Have a wonderful day. Know you're loved. And know that everything good is in your hands right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.